May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Tomorrow is the last day of Easter season, and so this will be our last Eucharist in Easter season, because Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, so we began a whole new season. And of course, Pentecost is the ultimate consummation of Easter. The whole point of death, burial, and resurrection is so that when the Holy Spirit's poured out, we can know resurrection working in us. But I thought I would just do another thing about resurrection, particularly, specifically. This is, from Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Do you not know that all of you who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we've been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Read this verse. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." I love the way that it says that in Acts chapter 6, that we were baptized into Christ. Not just baptized in Christ's name, but we were actually placed into Christ. That 2 Corinthians 5 passage says that when Jesus died, all died. And we've said this many times, that Christ's death, he didn't just die as a person on the cross, he died as collective humanity. All of fallen mankind died on the cross with Jesus. And because Jesus' goal was to put to death the former and raise up a whole new humanity, a whole new creation, even beginning the whole, making the whole world new. And as I've mentioned several times, that his death meant the end of an old order, and his resurrection meant the beginning of a new order and a new humanity. But only those who have been baptized into Christ does that become actually their experience. It might be held in deposit for every human being, but when you're baptized into Christ, what happened in Christ becomes true about you. You're baptized into his story. His history is your story. His story is your story. So you were baptized into him, and the old was crucified. And therefore, being baptized into him, you were baptized into his death. You were placed into his burial. You were placed into his resurrection. And when Jesus rose from the dead, you rose from the dead with him, sharing his resurrection life so that you could walk in newness of life. That's the heart and the etymology of the new creation. This is Acts chapter 4, verse 33. And so I'm going to read to you the word great and the word abundant. Is both of them are the same word. It's the word mega in the original language, mega. And so with great or with mega power, the apostles were giving witness to the resurrection, not about the resurrection, but to the resurrection. They were bearing witness that the resurrection had happened. And they were doing that with mega power. The mega power that they were bearing witness of, that they were ministering in, they were walking in, they were living in, was testimony that resurrection had happened. With mega power, the apostles were giving witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and mega grace was upon them all. That's a great scripture. Not that all scripture is not great, but that's a fun scripture. Scriptures like Jesus went out and hung himself, that's not a fun scripture, though it's still scripture. This is a great, fun scripture. You see, they were bearing witness of the resurrection not by saying things, though they did say things. Their words were always backed up by action. But they lived, they walked and manifested mega power. And that mega power was their witness that Christ was risen from the dead, and Christ was risen from the dead somehow in union with their personhood, that they personally were being impacted by a risen Savior. And that's at the heart of Christianity. At the heart of Christianity is a person becoming a whole new person, born again. You get to become a whole new person because you have the resurrection power of Jesus now operating in you and with you to live a totally different kind of life, supernatural life. But he kind of explains what happens. He said they were with mega power, they were bearing witness of the resurrection because mega grace was upon them all. Now hear the word again, what grace means. Grace is just God's free and limitless affection, acceptance, activity, and ability in Christ. That's grace. God's free and limitless affection, acceptance, activity, and ability in Christ. And so if you're in Christ, it's Jesus himself who is grace. Jesus himself makes real to us, and we're in him, God's limitless affection, God's limitless acceptance, God's limitless and free activity, and God's limitless and free ability. Now he says here, and mega grace was upon them all. He's not just talking about the apostles, and it couldn't be that all the 12 were all perfect, that all 12 of them were never sinning, or they had all gotten this perfect thing right. The truth is, again, 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, for God is able, or the God of limitless ability, has abounded all grace to you. All grace. That you always having all sufficiency, the all sufficiency of Christ, may abound in every good work. For the God of limitless ability abounded all grace to you, that you always having all sufficiency in everything may abound in every good work. So the truth is, as a Christian, you're born into the kingdom with mega grace on you, because you're in union with the risen Christ, who is God's free acceptance to you. You're freely accepted in him. You're freely and limitlessly loved in him. His activity in and around your life is free and limitless in Christ, in the person of Christ. And his ability is free and limitless to you because you're in Christ. It's all in person. Grace isn't a person. Think about that. When you're born again, the reason that you're able to give, to walk in mega power, bearing witness of the resurrection, the reason that you're able to live a supernatural life is that being in union with a risen Christ, mega grace is on you. Mega grace is on every Christian. There aren't some Christians who have more grace than other Christians. There may be some Christians walking in more grace than other Christians, but more one particular Christian doesn't earn anything to get dosed up more. They don't get dosed up more later because they prove themselves and somehow earn more. You get it all at the beginning. You have been made full. You have been made complete. Again, Ephesians 1:3, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Not some, not most. Not all but the extraordinary ones. Not all but the kind of grace that Heidi Baker or Bill Johnson or Randy Clark walk in. Not all grace. Every spiritual blessing, and heavenly blessing is yours, but not everybody walks in it. But it's there. And it's because all grace is on you. Mega grace is on you. On all of us. That we're able to manifest the risen Christ in mega power. That's so important because you see, you and I are the first fruits of a new creation, of a new humanity, of a new world. In science, one of the primary principal laws of science is the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics says that everything's decaying. It's decaying at a certain pace. It always has. But everything's falling apart. If you strike a match, it burns up and it reduces. It's always reducing. Things are always getting simpler and falling apart. Well, what science doesn't understand is that's the law. It's called the law of sin and death. It doesn't just affect the world around us, it affects humanity. See, people somehow think the more educated folks get, they'll just behave better. But what history has proven to us is the more educated people get, the more things they create to kill more people, faster. The most educated society in human history was the German society that resulted in 27 million people being killed in World War II. There's something wrong with humanity. There's something wrong with the fallen world. It's called the law of sin and death. The law of the second law of thermodynamics is true. But Jesus came as resurrection and life and has infused that in us to push back against that in making the whole world new and making all things new, whether the law of the second law of thermodynamics, law of sin and death, is affecting a person's morality, relationships, their bodies, in every way. You and I carry the antidote, the anti-venom to this law of sin and death. We're all called to bear witness of the resurrection, new life. New life. Resurrection is the antidote to the law of sin and death. You and I are called to walk in, experience, and manifest, to be life-giving spirits, to manifest mega power, of the mega power of resurrection. And you can. Every one of you are qualified. You're all equipped because there's mega grace on every one of us. We just have to get childlike enough to walk in it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.